讲课超有趣，声音超好听，发音超地道，熊叔带你轻松搞定口语。微信搜索公众号熊叔英语，关注后回复老友记下载五个字，在电脑端打开并用迅雷下载，获取老友记全部资源。Hello everyone and welcome to 熊叔聊口语。今天我们继续来聊老友记的第一季第八集。在本期当中呢，我们 Chandler 的一位同事呢想给他介绍一个对象。那关于这个对象最特别的地方呢，就是是个男人啊。想起来我们上一期所做的内容， Chandler 经常被人误以为是个 gay。 那当 Chandler 发现对方想给自己介绍个男人的时候，会是个什么样的场景呢？我们先来听一遍原声。
Hey, gorgeous.
Hey. Look, I'm sorry about yesterday.
Don't worry about it. Believe me, apparently other people have made the same mistakes.
Oh, okay. Phew.
So, what do you think it is about?
I don't know. You just have a quality.
Right.
You know, it's a shame because you and Lowell would have made a great couple.
Lowell? Financial services Lowell? That's who you saw me with?
What? He's cute.
Oh, yeah. There's no Brian in payroll.
Is Brian?
No. I don't know. Point is that if you were going to set me up with someone, I'd like to think you would set me up with somebody like him.
Well, I think Brian's a little out of your league.
Excuse me. You don't think I could get a Brian? Because I could get a Brian. Believe you me. I'm really not.
好，我们来看今天的这段对话，估计是有史以来最尴尬的聊天了。 Chandler 说 Hey gorgeous， gorgeous 可以理解成 Hey 美人，可以是对美女的称呼啊。 Hey gorgeous， Hey look， I'm sorry about yesterday， 他道歉的事儿就是把 Chandler 误以为是 gay 这件事儿。而 Chandler 说 No, don't worry about it， 没事啊。 Believe me， apparently other people have made the same mistake。这里有个 apparently 啊，很明显别人也犯过同样的错误。然后 Shelly 赶紧 OK, phew, 这个 phew 就是长吁一口气，哎呀，这下妥了这种感觉啊，不是我一个人。然后 Chandler 自然还是很好奇， So, what do you think it is about me？ 啊，你觉得这个到底是什么回事呢？然后 Shelly 说 I don't know, you just have a...然后他也在想该说什么词儿，然后大家都知道这个词儿就是 quality, you have a quality, 你有这个气质，你有这个调调。Yeah, right, great. 因为当你在说不上来到底是为什么的时候，只能说哦，这个人有什么什么的一种气质。You know, it's a shame. 他说哎呀好可惜啊， it's a shame, 好可惜，可惜什么呀？ Because you and Lowell would have made a great couple. 哦，想把他跟Lowell 介绍到一起，注意这个人名，他不是 Lowell, 他是 Lowell, 先发 low, 然后一个 和一个 o 的音 Lowell, you and Lowell would have made a great couple, 哎呀你们俩真天造地设的一对那种感觉。 Lowell, financial services Lowell, that's who you saw me with, 来注意这里的 saw 并不是真正的看见了，而是大概呢在脑子里脑补的，哎你觉得我跟他在一起是那个样子啊，财务部的 Lowell。然后 Shelly 觉得 What is cute? 多帅啊，这里的 cute 不要理解成可爱啊，说一个男人可爱，哼 cute 帅的意思。当然这个 cute 也可以用在女孩子身上，也可以表示可爱美丽之类的。 Well, yeah, he's no Brian in payroll、Chandler 自己倒是有过什么想法啊，他想如果自己是 gay 的话，更喜欢和 payroll 的 Brian 一起。 payroll 呢是工资单，那我们可以理解为做工资单的那个部门的 Brian。然后 Shelly 一惊啊，他觉得哎 ，Brian 是什么？是 gay 吗？Is Brian? No, I don't know. Chandler 说我不知道。The point is, 重点是什么 ？If you were gonna set me up with someone, set up with someone 是撮合某人啊。I like to think you'd set me up with somebody like him. 啊，如果你觉得我是 gay， 并且想把我跟别人撮合在一起的话，你起码把我跟 Brian 撮在一起吧。哎，从这段对话当中看得出来 ，Brian 应该是个不错的帅哥。 但是 Shelley 的反应呢是 Well, I think Brian's a little out of your league. 你有点配不上他。Out of your league 是我们前面接触过的一个表达，说白了就是配不上的意思。然后 Chandler 被说在脸上了，他肯定不开心了。他说 Excuse me, you don't think I could get a Brian?Because I could get a Brian. 他说我肯定能跟 Brian 搞在一起。后面这个 believe you me, 我们看这语气就乱了啊，真的是在这里是起掉一个加强语气的作用。Believe you me. 然后自己想了半天 I'm really not. 也发现自己好像确实有点 out of his league. 所以这段对话真的是太尴尬了。不知道 Chandler 信心有没有备受打击啊。好，我们一起来回顾一下今天的重点表达。Number one, it's a shame.It's a shame, 真可惜，真遗憾。原句呢说的是 It's a shame because you and Lowell would have made a great couple. 他可惜的呢是 Chandler 不是 gay. 那我们还可以说别的，比如说 It's a shame that you can't come to the party. 哎呀，你来不了，太可惜了。It's a shame that you two broke up. You were a great couple. 哎呀，你们俩分手，太可惜了，等等啊。那么注意呢，在美式英语当中，很少会去说我们教材上学到的 It's a pity, 更多的是 It's a shame.Number two, the point is, 重点是 The point is, I just want you to be happy. 哎，是不是特别像父母催婚时候的话呀？哎呀，就是想让你开心，让你幸福啊！随便找一个才不幸福嘞。Number three, set someone up with someone, 撮合某人，在口语当中非常的常见 set up with. 比如说有人觉得熊叔 Uncle Bear is the nicest guy I've ever met. 说熊叔觉得这人不错、Let's set him up with your sister. 那把你妹妹介绍给他呗。哎，那你就得看你这个妹妹对一个光头的猥琐大叔有没有兴趣了。哎，你们说熊叔还有市场吗？再来看一下今天的重点发音解析啊，我们的反问语气在口语当中是会经常出现的。我们把语调上扬啊，正常的陈述句变成反问的语气。比如说 Chandler 说的 That's who you saw me with, 这就是个陈述句嘛，很典型的陈述句。但是我们把它读成 That's who you saw me with, 变成了问句的这种样子，那它就是一个反问语气啊，你这太不可思议了吧。再比如 You don't think I could get Brian, 这就是一个陈述句嘛，但是 Chandler 读成了 You don't think I could get Brian, 那其实就是一个很自信的问题。 You don't think I could get Brian, I could get Brian, 意思就是老子当然能搞到一个 Brian 了。哎，我们通过把陈述句的语调上扬变成带有反问语气的句子，很有意思。好了，今天尴尬至极的对话你学会了吗？下面来跟着熊叔我们一起慢速大声朗读。Hey, gorgeous. Hey, look, I'm sorry about yesterday. No, don't worry about it. Believe me, apparently other people have made the same mistake. Oh, okay. Phew.So, what do you think it is about me? I don't know. You just have quality. Right. Great. You know, it's a shame because you and Lowell would have made a great couple.Lowell? Financial services Lowell? That's who you saw me with? What? He's cute. Well, yeah, he's no Brian in payroll. Is Brian? No, I don't know. The point is, if you were gonna set me up with someone...I like to think you'd set me up with somebody like him. Well, I think Brian's a little out of your league. Excuse me, you don't think I could get a Brian? Because I could get a Brian, believe you me.I'm really not. 感谢收听熊叔聊口语之老友记，我是熊叔。微信搜索公众号熊叔英语，并且回复老友记下载，即可获取全部老友记实际资源。 That's all for today. Thank you and see you tomorrow.